Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 70. I've got a really simple episode today, but I think it's important, and it's coming hot off the heels of episode 69, the relationship episode. But I am going to switch gears a little bit, but not too much, in the fact that, you know, like in a relationship where you've been dating for a little bit, there comes a point where you need to DTR, or define the relationship, or make things Facebook official. I don't know if that's a thing anymore. But it's that need to put a label on things. And I certainly think that in a relationship, that's obviously very helpful. So both people are on the same page. But outside of a relationship, I think we need to stop doing that to ourselves. I think we need to stop feeling the need to label ourselves. We need to stop defining ourselves by who we are right now, by what we have right now, but what we're doing right now. And I have some really specific but simple thoughts on this, on why, like, for example, I hate the question of what do you do? What do you do for a living? That kind of thing. And I also have some thoughts on what I think the best mindset is that you can have when it comes to just inviting more opportunities and happiness into your life. So really excited to talk about this in this episode. Now, before I do that, real quick, no sponsor today. I turned down today's sponsor because I wanted to take a minute and in the usual 60 seconds where I promote a brand or a company to just say thank you. And that coming out of last episode, again, episode 69, the relationship episode, I'm a child. I've just been blown away by the feedback and the support from you all. I think you clearly enjoyed the episode. I got something insane, like 500 DMs when I published that, just that day alone. And I just really can't get over that. I think that's so amazing, that support there. And that episode is now my number one downloaded episode, and I only just released it. So I just wanted to say thank you for the support, for the feedback. It's really starting to feel like there's this kind of new mindset, who dis community that's forming. And I literally could not be more grateful for that. I love it. I love chatting with you. I love interacting with you. So I just want to say thank you. And if you do want to hang out, of course, you're always welcome to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I say it all the time. I do love chatting with you there. I've been trying to post more and all that. So most of all, just thank you so much. It means a lot just to know that you're listening, that you're enjoying it, that you're giving me feedback, that you're sharing it with friends, all that kind of stuff. It means a lot. So thank you so much. So getting into it, let's start this episode like I do with many episodes. Let's start with some Instagram inspiration. It's usually a good place to start. And frankly, honestly, in this case, it's where I got the idea for this episode. And here's the quote that gave me the idea. The quote said, "Remember, it is possible to be a multifaceted woman. Read books and twerk, be spiritual, and be a freak." I say, hell yeah. You know, I can't really relate to that, I guess. I am not a woman. I do not twerk. But I feel that like on a fundamental level. And that's what I want to talk about today. Namely, the fact that you could be as many different things as you want, that you don't have to be defined by one thing. Not your job, not your relationship, not your body, not your face, not your finances, whatever. You're free to be a multifaceted badass human. And I freaking love this. It puts a big smile on my face because I think I kind of live this a bit and really find inspiration and gratitude in the fact that I can lean into as many things as I want in life. I can lean into as many aspects of my personality as I want in my life, or my career, or my creativity, or my hobbies, or my passions. There's no limit there. And I don't have to commit to defining myself by just one. I don't have to. You know, it's why I can go from dressing up in a suit, which I rarely do, like a suit and a tie, and running a meeting in front of, you know, 30 or 40 Fortune 500 marketing execs. I can go from that to talking about 69 and making jokes about 69 or being a hoe, right? From the last episode. It's why I can go from, you know, giving life advice on happiness and fulfillment to going out with my friends and just being silly and staying out until 5 in the morning. It's why I can go from running my own companies, writing on Pursuit to literally tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people a week. And from that to just dropping off Instagram for a bit because I need a break. You know, I'm not defined by what I do, nor am I defined by just one aspect of my personality. I'm free as a bird to embrace as many as I want. And I feel zero shame in switching it up whenever I want. To me, that's fucking awesome. Like, how great is that? That's the huge upside of being alive, that you get to choose. And other people don't get to choose that for you. And I embrace this fact every single day, and it makes me excited to be alive every single day, you know, because it reminds me that I am a human being, you know, or as I like to say, I'm a man, damn it, I'm a man, or I'm 30, you know, but given that, I'm still growing, I'm still evolving, I'm still working on who I need to become as a man, what I want to represent, who I want to spend time with. It's still evolving. And because of that, how can I define myself right now? How can something else define me? How can someone else define me? You know, nothing can determine my worth right now because it's a journey and it's still developing. So I think like the clickbait headline for this episode is something along the lines of you should just be freaking excited that you're still growing and evolving, that there's no end to that. And because of that, you don't need to define yourself by your status right now or your job right now or your body right now or your personality right now. You're still evolving and there's just frankly so much to come. You know, you don't have to commit to anything as a defining characteristic of yours right now. That's the clickbait, you know. And I've got some good quotes here. I always like to include funny quotes and stuff. But I was thinking about this topic, and I was like, how can I drive this home? You know, the quote, read books and twerk, be spiritual and be a freak. That's a good reference. I think that sums it up. But there was something else on the tip of my tongue. And then I remembered it's that whole, you know, be a lady in the streets but a freak in the sheets type thing, right? And, you know, in that, you know, you could be a proper lady in public, but at home, you'd be a freak. That kind of thing. But at the same time, you're not defined by either. You can be both. So I found some other funny ones real quick that I think might make this clear to keep things light. Self-improvement is supposed to be fun. So here are a couple of my favorites, and then we'll get into why this matters. For the Harry Potter fans, you know, you could be a muggle in the streets, but a wizard in the sheets. That's a good one. For Game of Thrones fans, you could be a Stark in the streets, but a wildling in the sheets. Or just some other ones I wrote down. Hannah in the streets, Miley in the sheets, Oxford Dictionary in the streets, Urban Dictionary in the sheets. And then there was one that Stephen Colbert said that, you know, you could be an introvert in the streets, but an extrovert in the sheets, right? Makes sense, kind of funny, drives it home that you can be whatever you want in whatever scenario you want, and neither defines you. You know, and that's a truth that I live by. I can be a goofy dude who's always joking 1 minute and then just like a sales dynamo the next. I can go on a talk show about sex 1 minute and then the next talk about personal branding or cloud advertising technology the next. I can go from wearing a suit to wearing my usual rips and zips. And I'm not defined by either. You know, I can go from eating Chipotle one day to Qdoba the next. Actually, just kidding. That's a fucking sin. Don't ever do that. Chipotle for life. But you know, I'm not defined by any of those things. But what I've observed here, and the reason I'm doing this episode, is that I think we tend to want to define ourselves, and or we tend to allow other people to define us for us, and I think that's wrong. Certainly, because it just kind of takes the magic out of our lives. It takes this limitless journey filled with hope and unknown, and it tries to just confine it down to the right now. And I think that really does us a disservice. You know, I think because it says what you are right now, that is who you are. That is your label. That is how you are defined. But I really disagree with that. You know, right now I'm 30. It's December of 2018. I'm a podcaster, an entrepreneur. I'm kind of a goofy guy. I'm a salesperson. I'm an EDM enthusiast, Chipotle eating, gym going dude, you know, but tomorrow or January, I could very well be none of those things. And I love that. I freaking love it. That's so empowering to me, because when you keep your mindset broad and wide and you don't define yourself by one thing or one aspect of yourself, you open yourself up to opportunity. I really, really, really believe that. But again, like I said, this kind of goes against our natural tendency. And also it goes against what we've been taught. You know, we've been taught that we need to focus exclusively on one thing or maybe two things, and that everything else is kind of a distraction in your life, that we need to define what we are, who we are, and kind of what we represent today, and that we need to go deep on that one thing or those two things, you know, not wide. And I think, at some point in your career or whatever area of expertise you're developing, that makes sense. But right now, you know, call it your 20s and your 30s. I couldn't disagree with that more. I think we need to go broad, not deep. We need to go wide. We need more distractions, not fewer. We need to flex more of our personality, try more things, dress differently, eat differently, all those different things. I don't think going wide is bad at all. And I think we have more than enough capacity to be extremely effective and wildly successful and happy and committed to other people and still do more and try more. You know, this isn't college, you know, unlike college where you major in one thing and that really defines you throughout your time there. And even after, you know, people are going to inevitably ask you, you know, what did you major in? And that helps them categorize you and define you. You know, life isn't like that, you know, and it doesn't have to be like that. I don't think it should be. To me, that's freaking lame. I hate it. You know, if I commit to just one thing right now, or if I commit to just being one version of myself right now, I think, again, I'm doing myself a huge disservice, because that would be giving up on all the other little things that I'm kind of dabbling in and tinkering with, you know, the other little aspects of my personality that I occasionally let shine through, or the creative things that I'm doing or working on or experimenting with, or the hobbies that I'm trying, or, you know, just trying for the first time. You know, those are things that are leading me on an exciting journey and towards just, you know, exciting growth opportunities, you know. And I've said it before, but I think our greatest asset in life is time. It's finite, it's limited, and it could be taken away at any point. It could just end. It could be done. It's fragile. And I, for one, don't want to be just one thing or one aspect of myself right now. I want to make the most of that time. And to me, that means just embracing everything I can, as many things as I can, as many distractions, if you want to call them distractions, as I can, and not let anything define me until I'm good and ready to do that for myself. And I think other people share this mentality too. It's why LeBron James did that whole series on ESPN and why he is more than just an athlete. Yeah, he's a great athlete, the GOAT, some might even say. But to him, he's more than that. He's a man, a family man, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, an innovator. You know, he's not defined by the sport he plays. And he's saying that at age 33, you know, and that's at an age where I think most people would want to be able to say, oh, my name's so-and-so and I am this, or I do this, right? Very black and white, you know, to just define yourself, because it's easier and it's kind of expected of you. But again, I say, fuck that. You know, it's kind of why I've always hated the question, what do you do? Because everyone naturally answers with their job title. Oh, I'm an accountant. I work in marketing. I'm a lawyer. Pardon my French, but fuck that. The fuck you are. You're a human. You're not an accountant. Like, how lame is that? Your existence on earth is not defined by you being an accountant. So shut up. You know, I kind of want to stand up right now, but I'd get choked by my headphones. I think that's lame. And it fires me up. That's why I kind of, like, if someone asks me that, I usually, again, I'm stupid, but sometimes I'll answer, oh, you know, I'm a hand model. Or if I'm like feeling really goofy, I like to go, oh yeah, you know, I run the world's largest manufacturer and distributor of Updog. You get it? Updog. What's Updog? That kind of thing. Not much. How about you? Or my grandfather invented boiled eggs. I'm just kind of living off the royalties right now. Stupid shit. But that's like, that's my attitude towards that question, because I hate it. You know, those typical answers, I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer, whatever. I know that's kind of the socially expected answer to that question. And not everyone defines themselves like that literally, but I think it's our natural tendency to think that way. But again, how you think dictates how you live and how happy you are and how much fulfillment you get out of life. So we need to figure this out. So we need to think a little bit different here. And I want to encourage you to embrace a mindset that doesn't define you until you're good and ready to do that for yourself. You know, or, you know, I want you just to embrace a mindset that lets you read Gandhi 1 minute, twerk the next, and give a keynote the next, and feel no need to define yourself by any one of those three things. Or for the Harry Potter fans, I don't want you to let the muggles in your life suck out the magic in you, you know, and that there's so much magic available to you in life. I want you to keep doing random shit, say random shit, be weird, be professional, wear one thing one day and a freaking clown suit the next, you know, say ridiculously funny and inappropriate things 1 minute and then give a seminar on professionalism the next, you know, do call it contradictory things, be one person 1 minute and another the next. And again, that's not because you're scared of commitment or you don't have a strong sense of self or anything like that. I'm not even going to go into that. That's baseline. That's expected. You know, I want you to do those things because I don't want you to be comfortable just yet. I want you to keep exploring and discovering things about yourself and discovering what you're capable of. That's the mindset that I'm describing here that I really try to live by. That is the mindset that I'm describing here. And I, you know, that mindset of just discovering and pushing forward. And I think the best way to empower yourself to do this and adopt it as often as you can is to remember to just not define yourself. And most certainly not to let others define you. And I think the best way to do that, to keep that idea in the forefront of your brain, is to remember to not be comfortable. And here's another quote, big quote episode. This one's from my homie, The Captain, on Instagram and Twitter. He just posted this today. He says, "Just because it's comfortable doesn't mean it's right for you. This is not about fashion, but rather your life, your work, your relationships. Don't mistake a comfortable fit for the best you can fucking get." I love that. I love that because it's saying exactly what I'm so passionate about here, pushing myself to explore more and try different things. You know, being comfortable in one aspect of yourself, I think, is a quick temptation to define yourself that way, when in reality, there's so much more to discover. You know, you don't have to settle right now. You don't have to be comfortable right now. You're free to act on as many different aspects of your personality as you want for as long as you want. You know, that's why I've always been really hesitant to say, oh, you know, I'm an extrovert or I'm an introvert. You know, I referenced that Stephen Colbert quote in the beginning, introvert in the streets, but an extrovert in the sheets. You know, that's kind of how I see myself. You know, I'm just a very vocal lover, you know, just kidding. You know, but I can be an introvert a lot, certainly. You know, sometimes I just want to be alone, only kind of talk when I have things to say, just observe, that kind of stuff, introvert stuff. And then there's times when I'm just kind of feeling myself and I literally won't shut the fuck up. I'll talk to anyone about anything with just a lot of enthusiasm. You know, I'm not an extrovert. I'm not an introvert. I'm not defined by either. And I have no problem with that. And I don't think you should either in any area of your life, whether it relates to your personality or your passions or your job or your friends or how you dress or your fitness, literally anything. You know, I say it a lot, but I think your 20s and 30s are a time to experiment. And during that time, there's no point in thinking of labels for yourself or thinking of the need to define yourself in a certain way. The only thing that I define about myself right now is that I'm 30, you know, I'm 30. Everything else, that's a work in progress for me. That's a journey. And I literally could not be more excited about that fact. And I've embraced this time in my life right now, and I've just simply dedicated it to more experiences and more perspectives. And last quote, I promise the last quote. This one's from a Japanese photographer. You've probably seen this floating online, Kyoko Escamilla. And I send this quote to a lot of people whenever they're saying to me that they feel lost or that they feel that they just don't know where they're heading. You know, I send it to them and I say, hey, that's good. You know, that's a good thing. The quote says, your 20s, and then I added your 30s too, are your selfish years. It's a time to immerse yourself in every single thing possible. Be selfish with your time in all aspects of you. Tinker with shit, travel, explore, love a lot, love a little, and never touch the ground. Yes, I think that's great. You know, it just reinforces my idea of you don't have to force anything. You don't have to define yourself. You know, don't define yourself by what you have right now, by who you are right now. And most certainly, don't define yourself by who you aren't right now and what you don't have right now, because there's so much more to come. I'm just really confident in that. You know, love yourself and all the opportunities you have to explore what you stand for, to explore your personality, what you want, all those things. You know, to me, that is a winning formula to living a happy life. That's a life that's filled with fulfillment and growth, no matter if you're 20 years old or 50 years old. And I think the upside is when you adopt this mindset, you'll be free. When someone says, oh, what do? You could say something silly like, oh, I'm Case. I'm Times New Roman in the streets and wingdings in the sheets. You know, had to say that one because I'm a writer. But that sounds pretty good to me. That's the mentality that I'm talking about here. So I'll end it. I want to keep it right around 20 minutes. Go ahead, follow me on Instagram. Again, I love chatting with you all there. It's also a great way for me just to acknowledge you, because I appreciate you all so much and your support. So at case.kenny, DM me, comment, tag, do the whole thing. I always respond. So until next episode, I'm out.